This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As ballots are still being counted, as all legally cast ones should be, by the way, there's a local trend that's becoming pretty clear. This election was a good one for public transit. Yes, those things with wheels, where a bunch of people from different households are crammed together real close, often on their way to offices, which are those places with staplers and copy machines where work used to happen. In most cities, the pandemic has changed a lot about A, how we get around, and B, where we are going. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, there is still a lot of support for funding transit, and transit agencies are going to need it.
San Jose attorney and transit writer Jessica Jenkins watched election results with a lot of anxiety. Voters in three Bay Area counties were deciding on a sales tax increase to rescue Caltrain, the commuter rail service that connects San Francisco with Silicon Valley. Jenkins is visually impaired.
I was really worried. I was like, how am I going to get places? You know, I don't have the option of just buying a car and taking a car.
The tax increase cleared the two-thirds approval needed to pass. In Austin, Texas, business consultant Nathan Ryan is celebrating the passage of a property tax hike to fund a $7 billion expansion of bus and rail.
I think it will mean that Austinites will actually get to experience the city a little bit more and have a little, you know, a little more fun getting around.
Voters from Arkansas to Montana approved 13 transit-related measures worth almost $40 billion. Most are funded by tax increases during a recession and a pandemic that has called into question the very future of cities. Paul Skatelis is the head of the American Public Transit Association.
What has prevailed is a look to the future. Public transit is really at the nexus of many of these challenging issues that we have as a society, from equity, from the environment, and really economic opportunity.
But the pandemic has caused a transit crisis. Ridership has fallen by as much as 90% in some places, while local tax revenues have dwindled. Early in the pandemic, the Federal CARES Act gave transit agencies $25 billion in emergency aid, but Skatelis says they'll need another $32 billion with no new relief in sight. That makes local support for transit all the more important, says Yona Freemark at the Urban Institute.
The reality is that the federal government funds just a portion of overall costs of the construction of new transit lines and pays almost nothing when it comes to the operations of transit lines.
He says people who live in cities have become more willing to tax themselves to fund transit. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.